This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A new report from U.S. scientists shows the pandemic may have slowed the economy, but not global warming. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
Last year's economic downturn caused by COVID-19 resulted in serious emission cuts, an estimated 7% decline in greenhouse gases from fossil fuels. Many hoped that would slow the buildup of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. But the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration found levels are higher than at any point in the last 800,000 years. That's because the cut was offset by other factors, like forest fires. Scientists say it means any serious effort to combat climate change requires a sustained shift away from fossil fuels, not a one-year dip. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Denver's historic Sports Castle building is being sold for the first time in 50 years. CPR's Sarah Mulholland has more.
A report in the Denver Business Journal says a group including local construction executive Tom McLaughlin purchased the iconic building and is planning a major renovation. He says the update will include new retail on the ground floor and office space on the upper floors. The space was the longtime home of iconic sporting goods retailer Gart Sports. Before that, it was a showroom for Chrysler. Construction on the project isn't likely to start until 2023. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Colorado voters will decide this fall whether to cut property tax rates. The Secretary of State found that backers of the cut submitted enough signatures to make the ballot. As it was written, the measure would have resulted in a 9% cut to the assessment rate on all types of properties, but state lawmakers passed a bill last session meant to blunt its impact by changing the categories for types of property. This is CPR and KRCC. Denver's at 75 degrees. The high today will be 91 with a slight chance of rain.